There's no other word for it. I get defensive when people dismiss the crossword as a mere pastime, or worse, as a form of escapism. To my mind, these people just don't get it. Alfred Hitchcock didn't get it. He told François Truffaut, "I don't really approve of whodunits because they're rather like a jigsaw or a crossword puzzle. No emotion. You simply wait to find out who committed the murder." Here, Hitchcock fell prey to a false dichotomy, and it is a very common one, the idea that thinking and feeling are an either-or proposition. In fact, they're inextricable. Encountering a powerful idea can be a deeply moving experience. Anyone who believes that cerebral and emotional satisfaction are at odds with each other need only open any book by Vladimir Nabokov, who, as it happens, created the world's first known Russian-language crossword puzzles while exiled in Berlin during the 1920s. Perhaps Hitchcock saw only suspense and terror and imminent jeopardy as emotions. It is true that you will find none of these states in the crossword puzzle, unless you count yourself among the throngs who've decided you can't solve puzzles and are therefore scared to death of them. Exhilaration is an emotion, so is serenity. For those who are native to the world of the puzzle, entering a crossword is like stepping into the clean white cube of an art gallery or a church or a Japanese rock garden. There are days when solving puzzles feels like a practice, the next best thing to seated meditation. When beautifully executed, a crossword can bring about the same response as a work of art. It's more honest, though, to think of crosswords as a habit, like smoking. It's just something to do every day because it's there. When finished with the puzzle, I do not pump my fists in triumph or congratulate myself for my perseverance. I solve crosswords because they bring on a feeling of emptiness, and paradoxically, that feeling seems to fill a hole deep inside. It's not a release, it's not a flushing out, but both of those terms grasp at some aspect of it. Norman Mailer said that for him, solving the crossword every day was like combing his brain. I like this simile because it has nothing to do with mental fitness. It's not about intelligence or holding on to memory. Crosswords bring on a focused state of mind, the elusive flow state. And then there are days when I decide that this is all an elaborate self-deception, that the puzzle is indeed an escape mechanism, and that crossword addiction is not a metaphor, but a destructive, literal truth.